He's like famous, he dances good, and when he was a little boy he was singing so cool. I grew up with his music, and I think he's extremely talented.
This kid does a little bit of everything. He's just so different, so unique in his style.
His thing is music, okay? He's just himself, you know?
People would die for him. Like, you see all those pictures of people all crying and trampling over each other just to get a glimpse of him.
I think he's the ultimate live performer.
I don't know how anybody can dance like that.
He's a great singer. I love him.
He's a genius.
He's a king of pop.
The man is just tremendous. And I'm in my 70s and I love him. So you can imagine what my teenagers do.
He's always been the greatest in my book.
I think he's, you know, a gift to people who love music.
I just wish that he would just kind of take down his walls and just kind of show the world who he really is.
Good evening. I'm Oprah Winfrey, bringing you a world-exclusive interview with the most elusive superstar in the history of music, Michael Jackson. I'm here in front of his California home. It's a ranch on the outskirts of Santa Barbara, where just inside is the man who has broken every possible musical record, denied interviews, and defied definition for years. For nearly a quarter of a century, he has been an innovator of music, of dance, of videos, even fashion, and nothing he does is anything short of spectacular. Tonight, Michael Jackson will continue to surprise us with a rare personal tour of his astounding home, which includes a private movie theater and full-scale amusement park. You're also going to see a special performance by him and the world premiere of his latest music video. Tonight, the silence is broken. Go, girl! Michael Jackson's home is nothing like anyone would expect. I thought there were going to be a few llamas roaming around the living room and maybe some chimps jumping around. Don't get me wrong, I was dead wrong. There are plenty of mind-boggling areas on this 2,700-acre ranch, which you'll see during the next 90 minutes. But where Michael Jackson eats and where he sleeps and where he lives is quite simply a beautiful home. There is a library here filled with leather-bound classics and artwork on the walls. Not at all what we thought we'd find. Before we meet the man who does live here, it's important to know where he came from, for his history is nothing short of incredible. Jackson is the seventh of nine brothers and sisters born in Gary, Indiana, to steel mill worker Joseph and mother Catherine. Some say the Jacksons turned to music the day their television broke down, but from the day they started performing, they were destined for stardom, beginning at a place called Motown. This videotape of the Jacksons' Motown audition shows James Brown's influence on young Michael, and the boys' performance that day brought almost the entire company in to watch. Motown head Berry Gordy knew right away.
Boys, I want to sign you up!
Yeah?
Yeah!
It was the start of a career that broke almost every record in the book, beginning with a string of four consecutive number one hits.
Oh, baby.
Jokes and youngsters are amazing, and the little fella in front is incredible.
For the Jackson family, their lives changed almost overnight. They went from obscurity to superstardom, filled with concert tours, limousines, and TV appearances. But it was Little Michael who was getting the most attention. When hits continued to accumulate, Michael became a star in his own right, releasing song after song, each one turning to gold. As the years rolled by, the Jacksons' success continued, while their music changed with the changing times. But as the boys grew older, who could have guessed what lay in store for Michael Jackson?
What's going to happen when your voice changes?
Just change.
You going to be able to stay singing?
Yeah.